Swedish friends, this year should be a special seminar on Rester Yichiu. My Nishmas, Maris Esther, Pastor Shmuel, Sus Moshe, and Peshem, right, so I'm Moshe Mordechai. I'm going to be learning this week's Parsha, Parsha's Balak, based on the Torah, Mord Rabbi Akon Akadol, Dorisak Manzatzal, Perik Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Beis, 22:22, says the Pasuk. Hashem's wrath flared because he was going in an angel of Hashem, stationed himself on the road to thwart him, and he was riding on his she donkey, and his two servants were with him. The Rishonim and Achronim discuss question that since Hashem already told him in Pasuk Hey, in Pasuk Chaf, Im lekrol lecha bo anashim kum lechitam, if they came to call, you can go with them. So why is Hashem getting angry? Hashem let him go. Rashi talks about this and many others. Another question is what it says at the end of the Pasuk. V'roche v'alasono v'shnein arav imo. And he's riding on his donkey and his two lads with him. So it's interesting, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, Vayakam Bilam Baboker, Vayachav Oshes Asono, Vayelichim Sarei Moab. In the morning, Bilam arose, saddled his she-donkey, and went with the Moabite dignitaries. So why there doesn't it say, Ushneina Rav Imo? It only says Ushneina Rav Imo in Pasuk Chaf Beis, where it talks about God being angry at him. So why doesn't it say it earlier when it says that he, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that he saddled his donkey and he went with Sarei Moav, say that he brought his two lads with him. He rode on his donkey and he had his two lads with him. Why does he wait till Pasuk Chaf Beis after God gets mad, angry at him? So Rashi says, Mikan Ladam Khoshesh Yosidir Khyolchimoshna Nash and Masham Shah Bukhoz Masham Shim Zemze. So this teaches us a lesson. The reason it tells us that he brought these two lads with him is to tell us that an Adam Khoshev goes on the Derech, he should bring two people with him. They're Mishamishim, they serve him, and then they serve each other. What does that have to do with God's anger? So this is discussed by the Sforno, the Archaim Kadosh, the Malbim, and others. And we also have to understand the maisim of the malach in the parsha. What the malach is doing. It says first in Pasuk of Gimel that the Shidanki saw the malach of Hashem standing on the way with his sword drawn in his hand. So the Asan went aside and went to a field. Bilam beat the Shidanki to get back onto the road. That's number one. We see what the malach Hashem is doing. Stationed on the road with his sword drawn in his hand. Then Vayter, it says, Vayamud Malach Hashem b'mishal akramim. The angel of Hashem stood in the path of the vineyards with a fence on this side and a fence on that side. And then it says Vayter, Vayosef Malach Hashem avor, Vayamud b'mokom tsar, Asher Ein Derech Lintos Yaminu Small. And the angel of Hashem continued going ahead, and he stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn right or left. And then the Shidanki saw the angel and it crouched down under Bilam. Bilam got really angry and beat the Shidanki with a stick. And then Hashem finally opens Bilam's eyes and he sees the angel of Hashem standing with his sword. And then the angel says to him, why have you beaten your she-donkey these three times? Amai kisas asan chazesh alash regalim. So what's this inyan of standing in the way three times? I am b'zeh b'Rashi b'pasuk chavav. Rashi says there, why three times, three places? Because he showed him simanei avos. That's Rashi. Okay, so we have a number of kashas in the parasha. And you can also look in the Archaim, the Alshech, the Malbim, the Od, who talk about these three stoppings. And they definitely have a very precise meaning and significance. That's what we're going to try to understand. So it would appear that there are three things that a person has that guide him in his ways. Number one, he has his das, he has his seichel. V'zeh kol ha'adam, and that's why a person's called Adam. Like it says in Shavuos Chavav Amud Aleph, Shemimatim imam shekasav ha'adam b'shavua prat la'anus. That it says ha'adam by Yeshua, and that excludes anus, because Rashi says, he's thinking about it. Only when he's thinking about it is he a person. If he's not thinking about it, he's not a person. It's unbelievable. If a person's not mindful, not considered a person. Big Yisrael, they talk about it a lot today. It's already in Rashi and Shavuos Chavav. If it's not volitional, then it's not an Adam. That's number one. Number two, they're the chushim of a person, his senses for hana, and he wants this hana. And number three, there's the chelik haruchni shebo, shu chelik gavoa, shegam mikoach zem mushpoim maisef. And then you have the spiritual part of man, and that also impacts his deeds. Bnei klapei alichosu, so those are the three parts of man. His das, his senses, and his soul. And that's what guides a person in his actions. So, vis-a-vis the going of Bilam with the shluchim of Balak, we see in Pasuk Yud Zayin that Balak sent him a message, ki chabeirach habetcho me'od. It's an inyan of kavod. So too, Perikop Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, ata berachcho mekoimcho, amarti chabeirach habetcho v'nei menoach ha'ashem mikavod. Shemavur gamken, sheshalachol Balak lovri beglau kavod. So it was all about kavod. Not COVID, COVID. Vinyan ha-COVID, v'ha-rotzen v'ha-tzorich l'zeh, b'mitzad ha-ruach v'ha-nefesh. So it's not something on the body, it's not something physical, but it's something that relates to a person's soul, to a person's psyche, chelik ha-ruchni, and therefore a person's royal COVID. COVID is hana ruchnis, and that detracts from a person's schar na'alam haba. You have this inyan of kavod. Number two, there's also hanas mamon, like we see in Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'chol asher tomar alei aseh. And on Bilam said in Pasuk Yud Ches that right, it says in Yud Zayin, I'll give you a lot of kavod. So said Balak, the son of Tzippor, don't hesitate to come to me, for I'll honor you greatly. Ki chabeira chabet chomeod, v'chol asher tomai alayeseh. V'yan bilak v'yomer avtei balak, im yitain li balak m'loi besoi kesef, v'zov loi uchal lavor es pi Hashem Elokai, l'aseis k'tanoi g'dayla. So even if he gives me all the money, it's not going to help. I can't transgress the word of God. So that's the inyan of mammon. You see that apparently Balak offered money. Pasuk doesn't say it explicitly, but apparently he offered money, and Bilam says it's not going to help. So to Pasuk Chaf, im lekrol lechabo anashim Rashi, im akriya shel chay v'sabur atalito le'aschar. If you think you're going to get paid for this, the calling is for you and you exact payment for it, then arise and go with them. So Rashi says. So we see an inyan of mammon, which is shaykh to the body. And in that, Hashem says to him, kum lechi itam. Like it says in Pasuk Chaf. So you have the kavod, then you have the money. Hashem says you can go. And in that it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayakam Bilam Baboyker Vayachavosh Esasono Vayelichim Sori Bolok. That Bilam gets up in the morning, saddles his donkey, a she donkey, and he goes with the sarim of Balak. Rashi explains, Shemikan shehasina mekalkeles es hashuha. The hatred makes people go crazy. He saddled his own donkey. So you see that he's not only going because of the goof, because of the money, or because of the ruach, his spirit, because of the kavod. We already covered the money, which is goof, and the ruach, the spirit, that relates to the kavod, that relates to the soul. L'mayni zamercha kavod v'lo yidom, the soul is called kavod. But rather he went because of his das. He wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And there's also an inyan of sinas Hashem here, like Rashi writes in Pasuk Chof Beis, Vayicha raf elokim ki holechu, Shelosh adovo rabe ine amokom v'nisav elelech. He saw that God didn't want him to go, and he had a taiva to go anyway. And that's what it says in the pasuk, ki holechu. Vayicha raf elokim ki holechu. In other words, when it says ki holechu, he's not only going because of lekrolecha, lahana oscha, like Rashi says, for your hana, but mitzadahu, because of your essence, because of your das, because of your seichel, because of your intellect. And that's against God. God doesn't want you to go. He so was Rabbi Enei Amokom. He was only permitted to go in the Krolecha Lahana Oscha for the physical pleasure. But not ki holechu, not that you should be going with your das, that you want to go. That's already that's bad news. For that it wasn't permitted to go, and that's what it says in the pasuk im lekroy lecha. The mefarshim said, and mefarshim asked, what do you mean, if? If they're calling you, then you can go with them. If they're calling you to give you a schar, you can go with them. What God isn't sure. In the Krolecha, there's Sveka Kap Kapi Shmaya. So based on what we said, what does it mean, im? Not if they're coming to call you or not. It's a condition. Im is a lashon of condition. That on this Likrolecha, Lahana Oscha, that it's only on condition that it's for your hana. And that's why God got angry, ki holechu, that you're going with your atzmus, with your das. Sforno writes, for yichar af Hashem ki holechu, shlohaya inyanu biderech kamisha licheyo acheyum, kinyan vayakom beyelech acharab al haya holechu, kabal dovo, ki mishtadil neged rotzoy nakel yizborach, ki loibo likorlo leitza klal. So he wasn't going like just following along. He was going because he's the Baal Dover. He wants to go against God. So if he's going for kavod or for mammon, gevaldik, that would mean that they're dragging him along for the kavod or for the mammon. But he's going like a Baal Dover with his own das. And that's why it says that God got angry, ki holechu. Amazing. Nimtza lefize, that the halicha of Bilam with Sari Balak was for three things: A, mitzat taivis mammon, gashmius; B, mitzat taivis kovet, which is ruchni, which is spiritual; and three, mitzat daito v'sichlo, because of his das. And this we all see in Pasuk Chof Aleph: Vayakom Bilam baboker, vayachvosh es esono, Vayelechim sorei Bilam. What does that mean? Vayashkin Bilam baboiker. That's because of his rotzon and his cheshek to be zoiche in what Balak promised him, hanoas kesef v'zohov. He wanted that money. Vayachvosh es asono. Sinem ekalkelis es ashura. He hates the Jewish people. That's mitzad daito v'sichlo. He's going against God and the Jewish people. Vayelechim sorei Balak. Corresponds to what Rashi writes in Pasuk Ches, Kasher yidaber Hashem elai, Hainu im yamlicheni leleches im bnei adam kemoischem, Deshem ein kvoidoi, Lasiti laloch elim sorim gedoilim mimchem. And also Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Bilam, etc. Kimein Hashem latiti laloch imachem, Elim sorim gedoilim mimchem. And on that it says in Pasuk Tezvov, Vayosef balek shlach sorim rabbi minichbodim imei eile. So now he's getting the real covet. So why did he go with the sorei Balak? Because now he's getting the real covet, because they sent the chash of a people. So that's why he's going. So you have all three. You have a Yakum Balam Bilam Baboka Vyachvash son of Yalachim sorei Bilam. He wants the money. That's why he's going. And why is he chovish as asono? Why did he do it himself? Not only is he going, but he's saddling his own donkey because he hates the Jewish people, machmas daito, he hates them. And then vayelichim sorei Balak, because he sent such choshev of people. So since he sent such choshev of people, he's willing to go because he likes the covet. So that corresponds to all three of the things that guide a person in his actions and what was on Bilam's mind. So we see this in the Mishnah and Ovis, Perakei Mishnah Yotes, Talmidav Shel Bilam Arosha have three bad midas, Ayin Ro, Ruach Gvoa, v'nefesh Rechova. Because the Talmidim have it, because the Rebbe Bilam had it. Because Bilam had a nefesh. What does it mean, nefesh? Nefesh Rechova. Nefesh is Rotzon. As when Yesh is Nafshechem. Nefesh is will. And this it says, his Rotzon and his Taiva to acquire the pleasures of this world is very great. And he was mafkir b'notz Moav, l'znus, and he was bo'ol asono, as Chazal tell us, all mitayvus olam hazeh. And that all comes from his rotzon for kesef, zov harbe, he likes the money. And Rashi there says that, what's the nefesh rechova? Im yiten li balak maloy besoy kesef v'zov. Bilam gives me all of his money. Still can't be over Pi Hashem. So again, he wants the money. So that's the nefesh rechova, he likes money. Ruach gevoa, that's talking about the spirit, that's the chelik ruchni sheba adam. And that's where the gaiva comes from. And that's the nefesh gevoa of Bilam. And Rashi explains there, that's based on the pasuk of Kimayin Hashem l'siti lalochimachem. So to Rashi in pasuk Yud Gimel earlier, God is forbidding me to, for is preventing me from going with you. Because he wants covered v'gaiva, she'aitzel bilam. As Rashi says, I can't go with you. Elim sarim gedoylim mikem. Lamad v'sheruchoy gevoya. He had a high spirit. He wanted more covered. I can't go with you. I can only go with bigger, more important people than you. So the nefesh rechov is the money. The ruach gevoa is the spirit. Is the covered. And then, number three, is the Ayin Ra. What's the Ayin Ra? That's the sinna that Bilam had for God and for his people. That's the evil eye. And that's his das that he used to hate the Jewish people. So we have all three. We We have the money that he wanted, the cover that he wanted, and the hatred that he had in his das, hating the Jewish people. Vayaras Yisrael Shoichin Lishvotov. He wanted to give them an Ayin Hara. That's what the Mefarshim says, the Ayin Ra. He saw them, he gave them an Ayin Hara. Tferes Yisrael says, Ayin is the Seichel and the Chochmah that's Mevarer. So here you have Mamish 3, Keneged 3, Keneged 3. Three things can I get his three bad midas, and that also corresponds to the Gimel and Yonim, to the three things that the Malach did with him. The Malach wanted to show him that his derech is not the correct derech, like Rashi says in Pasuk Chof Beis, it was a Malach of Rachamim. Ayin besvorno be Pasuk Chof Beis veod. See, he wants to negate these three kilkulim, these three corrupt parts of his personality. And therefore the pasuk says, there's a halich of who? Ki hole hu. Hu roiche b'alai sonai. It's him, it's his das. He really wants to go. And it says, roiche b'alai sonai. His donkey, the normal donkey that he has, because it wants it to be pleasurable for himself. It should be his regular donkey. He likes Tzorchei Olam Hazeh. And like we see in the Gemara, that he took him for their personal intimate relationship. That's definitely part of the Nefesh Gavoh. It's like, you know, he takes his car, you like his comfortable car. But not only that, we know that there was a bestiality going on over here. So that's the Nefesh Gavoh. Shnei Na'orav Imo, that's the inyan of Halicha B'derech Kovod Shel Adam Choshev, like Rashi says. He wanted to show that he's Choshev. So on one hand you have V'hu Roiche Bala Soina, Ki Holechu, you have the He going with his Das, you have the Roiche Bala, so that's the Das part. You have the Roche Balasona, that's the comfort part, the Hanos of Olam Hazeh part. And then you have the Kovet part going with the two people. And connected these three things comes the Malach to stop him on the way. First we have Pasuk Chof Gimel. He stops him on the path and then he goes and forces him onto the field. And that's against the Seichel. Seichel says you should go on the straight path, and he's coming to be ma'orer him, that he's going with his Seichel against what's pashut, what's necessary, and he's diverging from the straight path, and that corresponds to what it says in Pasuk Chof Beis, ki holechu. And then afterwards, right, with his das, and then afterwards the Malach brings the donkey, causes him to be pressed against the wall. And then Bilam's leg is pressed. We see in Pasuk Chof Hei. And that's Neged Inyan Hasheni, what it says in Pasuk Chof Beis, V'Roichei V'Al Asoino, Halicha Shel Hano. So now he's Pogem is Hano, he blemishes his Hano, it's not so much fun anymore. He hurt his leg. So I'll say he became lame. And then the Malach brought the Asan to be Roiveitz Tachas Bilam. Like it says in Pasuk Chof Zayin, to crouch. So here you have a hakov charoin af. The previous hakovs were to get him on the way. Now he's just angry. And that it says in Pasuk Chof Tes, Vayom Rebilim ki yisalal tabi. And that's corresponding to the third hakah, which is coming from Charon Af, not the first two, which isn't about killing the animal. Rashi says, "Ki esalalta b'loshem gnai u'bizayon." So the third time he had a gnai and a bizayon, and that's keneged shnei na'aravimo, no covet. So by being mavazim, by making a gnai and a bizayon, like Bilam says, ki yisalaltabi, you're making fun of me. That's why Bilam got so angry. Gnai will be Zion, so that's taking away his covet. So these three things correspond to the three midas. The hoylechu, he sends him off the derech, so that he understands in his das that he's going off the derech. Presses his leg against the wall, so Bilam understands, isn't it? You're trying to get hanan olam hazeh, it's the wrong thing to do. And then Bilam was going after the covet, so he took away his covet. The malach stood in the way, and then Bilam got angry, and he hit the donkey because the donkey was mevazim, taking away his covet. So those are the three times the malach stopped him. So he should learn his lesson. But he didn't. Therefore it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayagol Hashem Eseini Bilam. He wasn't Mis'ir himself. So God opened up his eyes and he could see the malach. But ideally he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have needed that. So this is just an unbelievable mahalach in the parsha. And the Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we will in the future see other approaches. But this was just Hafleva Fella. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.